You haunt me. There's no better way to describe my feelings. I see the signs of your passing, but never you. You post a script. You leave it for all to see. But I feel like it's a gift for me alone. I click the post. I don't just read it, I devour it. I imagine myself performing it. I empathize with your characters. I feel your soul behind each word, and I immerse myself in your work. But you're not there anymore, are you? You're already writing something else, so I have to settle for your written remains. Then again, I'd rather have your ghost than the physicality of anyone else. This presents me with a clear choice. Do I exorcise you or summon you? I believe I'm powerless to do the former, so it must be the latter. I don't just want you to haunt me, after all. I want you to enter me and possess me. I think you'll like being inside of me. What must I do to bring you to me? How can I get you to think of me as I think of you? Do you consider me at all? Sometimes when I'm all alone and things get a little dark, I doubt it. I think I might be the ghost, watching you interact with others. I am the powerless, invisible one, desperate for your attention, but incapable of capturing it. It really isn't fair, is it? After all, you might say I know you better than anyone else in the world. That's kind of a lie, of course, but it's an innocent one. I think you would agree that there is no better way to understand you than through your work. And I read your scripts with an intensity and focus that sometimes frightens me. I've also recorded your words, and I can honestly say that I lived them. Everything I do in my audios is real. Nothing is fake. I feel every emotion, hang on every word. I beg and plead and demand and love and hate just as you command me to. I become your creations. But I'm getting ahead of myself. By the time you listen to this, I will be busy doing something else, desperately failing to distract myself. I'm sending it this way so there is no way I can back out. I can be such a coward. But not tonight. I know that the risk of rejection, embarrassment, or a broken heart is far outweighed by my feelings and desire for you. Do you know how afraid I am now, writing this? Even as you read this, I'll be terrified of your response. Will you reject me? Will you laugh? Or worse, will you simply ignore me? Closing this message and pretending that it does not exist. I can't bear being so invisible to you. When I imagine meeting you, my breath quickens and my pulse races. I can't think properly, and I know that I'd stammer like a fool, desperate to impress you. I was sure that I'd outgrown this kind of thing, to be honest. Emotions like this are not for me. I don't need them. Or so I kept telling myself. I've thought of a million ways to tell you, but really, I just need to speak a few words, don't I? That should be easy, right?
Can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let me try again. I'll cut this out later.
You value what's real. This isn't a performance. I know. I'll leave it in and you can laugh with me, but
Here it is. I love you. There. I said it. I love you. You're thinking that I'm crazy. There's no way I could have fallen for you, because, you know, that's impossible, right? We've barely interacted. I mean, yeah, I think those things too, but it doesn't matter. My mind knows what it knows, and my heart wants what it wants. You write so many sexual and romantic encounters so skillfully. Does it really surprise you that you could inspire such feelings in your audience? It's hopeless, I know. I want you to fall in love with a voice, a tone, a sigh. Then again, I fell in love with your words and your imagination and your honesty. No one could lie to me like you do and make me believe in a scene, in a character, in myself. The truth is, you affect me so much that I am out of control. I don't even know myself anymore. I may have an online persona of mystery and seduction, but you've got me all twisted up inside. And I hate what you've done to me. But I love it too. I love you. And I just want you to love me back. What you've done to me is very confusing, and I feel so lost. I'll get up in the morning, get started with my day, and I'll try to focus on something important, but then I will lose myself in thoughts of you. It happens all the time. I'd be upset about it, but it's always so pleasurable. You wrote the basis of so many of my fantasies, so I think you understand what I like to do when I think of you. Maybe you'd like me to demonstrate for you. No editing or effects, just you listening to me live, getting off while saying your name. I'll do that if you want. I'll confess all of my filthiest fantasies while I do it. Is that not enough? Well, I can do more. You deserve more. Do you want video too? Do you want me to show off my body? I can do that too. I can spank myself or hurt myself in so many ways for you. Will my tears be enough to seduce you? Sometimes I put my hand around my throat and imagine that it's you doing it. If you actually choked me, I would lose my fucking mind. No one will worship your cock as skillfully or eagerly. I want to suck every delicious drop from you, and I'll drink it down like it's the finest wine. If you come on me, I will taste every bit of it. Waste not, want not. Of course, nothing would be more exciting than you coming inside of me. What could be more validating than that? You can do that as much as you want. You can have every part of my body, and I promise I will be so good for you. I'll take all of your cum, pretend to be whatever you want. I'll be your girlfriend, or your fantasy, or your dirty little secret. Just please, please give me the chance to be yours. But before you can have all of me, you have to reply to this message. I know you can be romantic with your language, but this time, you don't have to be. A simple yes will do. My soul is here for you to take, if only you would. With love and lust, Wicked.